640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal jury convicted the man who attacked former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, leaving him with lingering health issues. U.S. Attorney Ishmael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
The assault happened just days before midterms last year. Nancy Pelosi had been the intended target. Hostage talks are still going between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One constant has been prioritizing civilians, roughly 50 in particular, ahead of releasing any Israeli military members also held hostage, according to one of the sources familiar.
You may have some trouble getting coffee at your local Starbucks today.
You know, I just don't like when people go on strike for something, and a lot of people want to drink, you know, have their coffee and get ready to go to work. So it's like really hard.
Thousands of unionized baristas are protesting staffing shortages nationwide. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
The difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. GE Healthcare is in the process of relocating its operations from Wauwatosa to its main campus in Waukesha. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the move will be completed over the next 3 years, with the majority of the approximately 1,000 affected employees transferring to the Waukesha facility. The company says they have plans to revitalize the Waukesha campus. A family-owned Oak Creek manufacturer will close its plant next week after failing to find a buyer for the facility. The closing of the Superior Die Set plant was filed for in September, with hopes of a potential buyer coming forward to continue operations. However, negotiations fell through, leading to the loss of jobs for 133 people. The company will retain ownership of its European subsidiary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Badgers ready for a fight Saturday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak when they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night. The kickoff at Camp Randall set for 6:30. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern has named their interim head coach Dave Braun as the Wildcats' new head coach. The 38-year-old Braun was hired as a defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Baseball, the Brewers introduced bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. 41-year-old Ricky Weeks will take Murphy's place, but with a new title, associate manager, with a chance that maybe someday he could be in charge.
I'm very thankful to Mark, Matt, obviously, Murphy here. To me, it's a very good homecoming for me. Kids was born, basically raised in the baseball field and now being able to be here. You get a little emotional about it. Come back to a city, to basically where I grew up at. It really means a lot to me.
That's the Brewers associate manager, Ricky Weeks, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows around 38. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Clear skies again tomorrow night, 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday down, that makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Happy Friday Eve, Crudy. Aaron working the board today, thank you, my friend, and our fair audience, happy Thursday.
You know, I wish Nate a happy, safe, and successful deer hunt. I had no idea the man's a hunter,
our killer eater.
As long as he, you know, eats it, I'm okay with that, man. I ate plenty of steak. It came from somewhere.
Exactly.
Dom, today, I think we've got a relatively big show. Perhaps some would describe it as the greatest radio show ever. We'll see.
I would concur. It usually happens.
We got former U.S. attorney and our good friend, James Santel, in the 5 o'clock happy hour. He's going to make it happy up in here. Dom, we'll catch up on all the legal happenings. But closer to home, a little sooner than that, we'll talk about the, let's just say, the fiscal conservatism of a couple of specific Republicans, lawmaker George Santos. The ethics report is out. Not so good. Not so good.
Apparently, he is not going to run in 2024.
Well, today... You know, I did a deep dive. I actually was doing my homework here. I pulled out the 54-page ethics findings from his colleagues.
And did he do anything wrong, Crudy, in your opinion?
If the evidence presented in the ethics findings are true, this man's going to prison. Then there's Huckabee Sanders, perhaps not criminal level, but some fiscal conservatism of her own.
Governor Huckabee Sanders to you, young man.
Well, she used to be the, spokeslayer in chief for the former President Trump.
Oh, she sure was.
Now I understand she's perhaps the least popular Arkansas governor in the history of polling. Well, I have to research that. Hate to be... PolitiFacted is false on a topic, Dom.
Ooh, that'd be really bad. I mean, who gets PolitiFacted false? You really got to be full of it if you're PolitiFacted false.
To be PolitiFacted false, that would imply one was, let's just say, bearing false witness.
Ooh, I Now, careful. Some believers out there might take issue with that. I think you're not supposed to do that if you're, you know, the faithful kind.
Isn't that one of the Big Ten?
Is it?
I know there's something in there about coveting the neighbor's wife and the oxen. And I believe there's something about not bearing false witness. I will not lie effectively. But Rob Voss must miss that chapter of Sunday school, Dom. Because today he got politifacted. And it was a fault. You know, I think they should have done the full pants on fire thing for him. Because what he had to say, incredibly untruthful and really purposefully insightful in these whole cultural wars.
Well, if you're going to be untruthful, you may as well get some payback out of it by being incited.
Voss, according to the headline at PolitiFact Wisconsin, Voss claimed, again, the Speaker of the Assembly, claimed that young children can receive medical gender transition treatment is false. Oh, but he went all in on this statement, Dom. We'll get there in just a minute. Kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. That is a statement I believe he made on the assembly floor. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's possible for children as young as 3 years old to get medical gender transition treatment despite medical guidelines saying otherwise. Voss, a Republican from Rochester, made the assertion in an October 12th assembly floor speech while lawmakers debated a bill that would bar Wisconsin doctors from providing gender transition treatment for minors. Here's the full quote, Dom. So you say that kids aren't old enough to know right from wrong when they commit a crime, but somehow permanent bodily changes that when you're 3 years old, you've got it all figured out, Voss said.
Three?
Stop using that empty rhetoric and start talking about the reality of why you believe that mutilating kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. Nobody's doing this. What you're describing does not exist, Robin Voss. As they write here at the PolitiFact Wisconsin, Voss is wrong. Practice standards and recommendation from Wisconsin health providers indicate getting medical gender transition treatment for young prepubescent children is effectively impossible. You can't even get it if you wanted it. Voss's response when asked to provide evidence. What's that damn thing called? Evidence?
I feel that's the way it is, though.
Evidence to back up his claim. Voss spokesperson Angela Joyce pointed to a document from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Gender Health Clinic that provides information on medical gender transition treatments for patients and families. The document, as Joyce correctly pointed out, does not have hard age limits for medical gender transition treatments, including puberty blockers and hormone therapies. It included three criteria for getting treatment: a written letter of support from a knowledgeable mental health provider, reasonable control of any medical and mental health problems a child may have, and informed written consent from the legal guardian. And in a section that walked through the treatment procedures for children who had not started puberty or were in early to mid-puberty, Children's Wisconsin mentions both puberty blockers and medical interventions as treatment options. This demonstrates that medical gender transition treatment may be done for children who have not gone through puberty yet. Again, the spokeswoman for Robin Voss sent in an email, Dom.
Crudy, as PolitiFact points out, that's not the full story. Some Wisconsin health providers, like others nationwide, offer medical transition treatments to treat gender dysphoria, which occurs when a person has a mismatch between their biological sex and their gender identity. These options include gender-affirming hormone treatments, chest masculinization, top surgery it's referred to, and genital surgery, bottom surgery. But Wisconsin clinics do not provide these procedures for young children, in accordance with guidelines set by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health that prohibit such transactions. Under the guidelines, partially reversible and irreversible treatments in particular are reserved for adolescents and adults who meet specific criteria, and genital surgery is limited to patients who reach the legal age of medical consent. Puberty blockers, a reversible treatment that delays puberty, come with their own guidelines. These guidelines instruct health providers to offer puberty blockers only for adolescents who demonstrate a long-lasting and intense pattern of gender incongruity to reach Tanner stage 2 of puberty, among other criteria. Stage 2 typically occurs between the ages of 9 and 11 for children assigned female at birth and around 11 for children assigned male at birth. A Children's Wisconsin spokesperson told us the clinic follows the guidelines, which means Children's Wisconsin does not provide medical gender-affirming treatments to children prior to the onset of puberty. As for the What to Expect document, it is not a comprehensive policy, but rather a guideline for families who are looking for more information about treatment. Other Wisconsin gender health providers follow similar guidelines and set strict age limits. UW Health does not perform genital surgery on patients under 18, and both UW Health and Children's Wisconsin require parental consent and letters of support from mental health providers before considering top surgery or hormone treatments for older adolescents. Frederick's Hospital Inclusion Health Clinic in Milwaukee, which provides gender-affirming hormone therapy, only sees patients 15 years old or older. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin provides gender-affirming hormone therapy to patients 18 and older. PolitiFact's ruling. Voss claimed that kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves through their medical gender transition, while Wisconsin Gender Health Clinics offer an array of treatment options for transgender youth. None offer medical transition treatments for prepubescent youth in accordance with professional guidelines. We rate this claim false.
Why not pants on fire, PolitiFact Wisconsin?
Because because the one particular piece of evidence they provided, this general what to expect document, didn't articulate. No, we don't do this for 3-year-olds. I mean, come on, Robin Voss. What's the point? This is the same thing, though. These are Republicans. Oh, they want to, have an abortion up until after the baby's born. They have no problem going out on a limb and saying false and misleading and asinine things.
844-967-2789. We are always wide open for your phone calls. They don't even cost you anything. Toll free, as they say, Dom. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on a similar but differing issue, Dom. The Supreme Court says Florida cannot enforce anti-drag laws.
Florida. What are you going to do? That's DeSantis town, man.
Although there are three conservatives on the court willing to put these laws in place right now. They include Clarence Thomas, shocker, Samuel Alito, shocker, mm-hmm. Neil Gorsuch, shocker. They're all willing to institute this ban on drag shows in Florida, championed by Ron DeSantis.
I mean, have you ever been to Key West, Ron DeSantis? Are you kidding me?
I don't think he's been to Key West, Tom. It's not that open-minded, if you know what I'm saying. I enjoyed my time in Key West.
Oh, yeah.
I came away still heterosexual. Didn't it change me a bit? Anyways.
You didn't catch the drag queen when you were down there, Curdy? That wasn't something you came back with?
I've traveled with you plenty of times, Tom. It's like Brady Street days. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls always welcome. 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Hack Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Hack is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Do you have the time?
The Devil's Advocate, radio for the 99%.
About nothing and everything all at once.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday Eve. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
And the text line, it's working too, Dom. Got one from Jim from Genesee Depot. Bumped into Jim one night, didn't we? That was you and I. We partied with Jim a little bit.
Waukesha.
He came on up, found out we were in Waukesha. Jim made his ass in Waukesha. But today, using the text line, he says, I think Robin Voss simply misspoke when he said that gender-affirming care could harm the kids for life. I believe he meant joining the Republican Party at 3 years of age would scar them for life. Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
So, I mean, and we'll get to the Supreme Court ruling regarding Florida's anti-drag law. But what's the motivation here? I mean, you know, I don't believe Robin Voss is an unintelligent person. So if you're purposefully saying something that isn't, you know, quite true, no, three-year-olds are not getting this kind of procedure. It's not happening. So what's the upside for a politician to be so absolutely wrong about an issue like this?
Well, it will be echoed out by right-wing talk radio. It becomes a get-out-the-base mechanism for the cultural warriors, the conservatives. I mean, truly, they don't, despite his many protestations, them have better candidates or better ideas. They're kind of out of good ideas. That's my impression. So, you know, they've started making it up. Better to lie than to lose any of this power. But of course, the gerrymandered maps help quite a bit as well.
844-967-2789. Crudy, CNN reporting. The Florida law that limits drag shows in the state will remain blocked, the Supreme Court said on Thursday, dealing a blow to a key initiative championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida had asked the High Court to narrow a lower court's injunction that stopped the law from being enforced statewide. The justices declined to do so. As mentioned, Crudy, conservative justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch said they would have allowed the law to take effect. In a brief statement agreeing with the court's decision, Justices Brett Kavanaugh, joined in part by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, addressed the First Amendment complexities of the case and said the case was an imperfect vehicle for deciding some of the questions at the center of the dispute. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody argued that the law, dubbed the Protection of Children Act, was designed to prevent the exposure of children to sexually explicit live performances. The 2023 law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly admit a child into a sexually explicit adult live performance that would be obscene for the, quote, age of the child present. Well, isn't that a relative statement? A district court judge blocked the law while an appeal of it played out, holding it likely violated the Constitution's free speech and due process protections, and that it was unconstitutionally vague. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declined Florida's emergency application for a stay of the district court's injunction, triggering the state's ask to the Supreme Court for relief. The law, originally challenged by a popular Orlando restaurant, Hamburger Mary's, that hosts drag brunches, and claimed that the new legislation resulted in a loss of business. We got one of those right here in Milwaukee, Crudy. Hamburger Mary's.
You never took me there.
I haven't been there in years.
Well, so take there you me go. There. We'll go there. Hamburger Mary's. We'll make a point of it. Here, let's not forget, you know, there's the Ron DeSantis guy. And much like our former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, who had a similar success story as a presidential candidate, because I see the parallels here. Ron DeSantis is Scott Walker reincarnate, a guy who governs his state entirely through the prism of, is it good for my presidential politics? And that's what this has been, Dom. The don't say gay bill, the making cultural warrior stuff front and center. But here's the funniest part. It's so failing. Just like Scott Walker failed, Ron DeSantis is failing with these same cultural wedge issues. He is even failing as a Republican candidate. He got passed by Nikki Haley. She's lighting his ass up. If this guy makes it past Iowa, I will be shocked, Dom. There's polling that's got him down 40 points in his own state to Trump, and he's in single digits in some of the biggest electoral states. Single digits. So good thing you're sticking it to whoever he can. And Dana on the text line said, you know, the point, cruelty is the point, always.
844-967-2789. But this, and then we got some callers holding. Just be patient. We'll get to you again. 844-96-PARTY. But this effort. Now, if I as a parent bring my child to a drag show, would I be under this law, held liable for a misdemeanor for allowing a child to see this adult live performance? Because Brady Street here in Milwaukee has a Brady Fest, and on the multiple stages, lots of bands and local vendors, great time, free to everybody. 50,000 people come and party for one day, one night. It's up and down. It's like a pop-up festival. And on the west side of the street, during the Brady Street Festival, the west stage, they got a drag queen show. They've had a drag queen show for years and years, and it's awesome. They come on about 9 o'clock at night, maybe. And people come from far and wide to see the spectacle, to see, the performance, because that's what it is. Now, under Ron DeSantis' law, I would be, held to a misdemeanor to have my children there, which, of course, is ridiculous, because I think at the time my children were actually working, picking up garbage around the festival. They were minors. They were younger, but they get it. They understood that this is entertainment. They have a sense of humor about it. They love the performance. It's supposed to be entertaining. That is the point. And some of them, not necessarily on Brady Street, but perhaps Aqua Lounge down in Key West. Seen some pretty awesome shows there late at night. Not a lot of kids around. So perhaps a different kind of performance. But you're gonna make being a parent illegal? You're gonna set me with a misdemeanor because my kids are hanging out at a drag show? I mean,
as long as their parental,
my parental rights, this is the same. But in Wisconsin, I can go with the same kid, sit at a bar, and if the bartender is willing, they will pass me a drink. I can give it to my kid, and they can drink. So that's fine. We can feed the kids alcohol, but heaven forbid you bring them to a drag show where there's actual entertainment. That somehow is just too far for the Republicans.
What if you sat in a bar that was hosting a drag show and gave your kid a drink? Would that blow their minds? You know it would. That's good, wholesome stuff. When you and your, 3-year-old, as Robin Voss would probably accuse, or, perhaps teenager, plop down on a bar in the great state of Wisconsin together and you hand them that first cold PBR long boy, tall boy, right, Dom? That's a good deal at the Roman Coin.
Tall boy in a shot, man. That's right.
Now, you put... pushing the shot down, or are you keeping the shot for dad?
Oh, no, that only the beer for the kid. I mean, come on, man. Lakefront Brewery got a drag queen bingo. I brought my daughter there, my underage daughter. She wanted to dance up. It happens. I mean, Republicans, come on. Find something else to do. This doesn't hurt anybody. They're enjoying themselves. Perhaps you should make an effort to find some joy in your life besides being a bummer for other folks. Oh, for the Devil's Advocates, coming back with your calls at 844-967-2789.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A lot of people will be driving next week for Thanksgiving, and law enforcement will be out there too. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, for one, is putting extra patrols on the road next week. Their overtime pay comes from a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect 600,000 hunters for opening weekend of the Wisconsin gun deer season. The Department of Natural Resources' Jeff Pritzel says the number of hunters is trending down because deer hunting is most popular with baby boomers.
Last fall, the most common age of a deer hunter was 60 years old. And 5 years from now, it'll be 65 because that generation is still the dominant, participant.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County has successfully passed its budget for the upcoming year. County Executive David Crawley officially signed the budget yesterday, which amounts to about $1.4 billion. Crawley's budget includes a reduction in property taxes and increased support for Milwaukee County parks and public transit. Crawley says his budget prioritizes the improvement of public safety and aims to tackle the urgent issue of homelessness within the county. GE Healthcare is in the process of relocating its operations from Wauwatosa to its main campus in Waukesha. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the move will be completed over the next 3 years, with the majority of the approximately 1,000 affected employees transferring to the Waukesha facility. The company says they have plans to revitalize the Waukesha campus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Discover the secret to a healthier you at Lake County Botanics. Vape Walkie specializes in top-quality hemp products from CBD to Delta 8, all curated just for you. You'll find Delta 8, Delta 10, THCA, and more legal hemp compounds in disposable vapes, cartridges, edibles, and more. Isolates, broad-spectrum, or full-spectrum CBD, they've got it all. They even have products for your furry friend. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sundays from 11 to 5. Mention this ad to get a free gummy at 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. LakeCountyBotanics.com.
Badgers ready for a fight Saturday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak when they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night. They kick off